WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
World music commentator Milo Miles calls Cuba the communist country with the best beat. And as the cultural barriers between the United States and Cuba continue to fall, the effect on Latino American pop music may be profound.
David Byrne is at it again. After serving up the polyrhythms of Brazil in great heaping gobs on four anthologies, he's now going after Cuba. And though Cuba is tiny compared to Brazil, it's a much harder nut to crack since Castro's revolution. Until 3 years ago, bringing Cuban music into this country was considered trading with the enemy. So Byrne has called his second anthology of Cuban pop, Dancing with the Enemy. Before we get to that album, we have to deal with the first volume of Byrne's so-called Cuban classics. Silvio Rodriguez's greatest hits features a whole style of music that evolved in Havana during the 60s, hidden from the U.S. It's known as Nueva Trova, which roughly means new troubadours. And Silvio Rodriguez is one of its leading lights.
¿Cuánto de pesadilla? Quedará todavía, quedará todavía. Oh, 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 oh. Si pienso que fui hecho para soñar el sol y para decir cosas que despierten amor, ¿cómo es posible entonces que duerma entre saltos de angustia y horror? En mi sábana blanca vertieron hollín, han echado basura en mi verde jardín. Si capturo al culpable de tanto desastre, lo va a lamentar. Si capturo al culpable de tanto desastre, lo va a lamentar. Lo va a lamentar.
As those horn parts might suggest, Rodriguez and Nueva Trova were hit hard by the Beatles. In fact, not only the Fab Quattro, but all of 60s music shaped the style. Bob Dylan and singer-songwriters especially, but also the whole idea of the studio as a zone of high-tech creativity. The arrangements on Silvio Rodriguez's greatest hits are as tricky and tasteful as anything the Norteamericanos were doing in L.A. at the time, and the stars singing and guitar playing are as flowing and sincere as you could wish, and most of the time it sounds like a James Taylor album with really sharp bass lines. Sorry, but to me, Rodriguez's Nueva Trova is just soft rock sung in Spanish. Oh yes, his lyrics are smart, elusive, graceful, and not too tainted by propaganda, but nobody should have to read the lyric sheet to enjoy pop songs, and that's where most of the astute stuff is with Rodriguez. Not to say that he doesn't come up with a couple killer hooks in the collection.
Esta al fin me engulle y mientras por su esófago paseo voy pensando en qué vendrá.
Byrne's latest collection, Dancing with the Enemy, is the first part of a proposed two-part study of other pop music in communist Cuba. This volume covers the 60s and 70s. The second one will tackle the 70s and 80s. Are there any revelations? No, not exactly. The standouts here are the performers who have had the best word of mouth over the years. Singer Celeste Mendoza and the band Los Van Van, for example. And is the lack of commercial pressure an audible relief, or is that just my imagination? Anyway, this is music from a country where the traditions of catchy pop, jazz, and flat-out dance music remain intertwined. With Byrne's flair for pacing at a peak, Dancing with the Enemy has the vitality everybody talks about in Cuban music, but that so rarely holds up for a whole album. This one is zesty through and through. Recent years have suggested that once restrictions are loosened on the flow of culture and ideas between communist countries and the outside world, it becomes an unstoppable torrent. Unless a doomed crackdown occurs, more and more recordings from Cuba will show up here. More and more bands will tour both countries. It will be an exciting period, and world music fans should be in the forefront. There are scads of Afro-Cuban music anthologies, but I'm going to recommend just two more that highlight Cuban performers still in Cuba. The first is Cuban Dance Party, Roots of Rhythm, Volume 2, which includes a few performers from the Byrne Collection. The second compilation is Oye Listen, Compacto Caliente, which has bands and singers from all over the Spanish-speaking New World, but lines them up in a wild tour ride. First of all, though, remember you need friends like David Byrne to help you dance with the enemy.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.